800. You can go online and do it. You can call 9514-9500, whatever you like. See you later.
That's supposed to be Saturday.
What day is it today?
Wednesday.
Exactly.
Welcome to Wednesday Film Fight Club.
Wednesday night's all right for fighting.
It always is.
Such a marked improvement from our actual previous theme that no one remembers.
The Fight Club theme was a theme. People know that theme.
Do they? A very memorable Fight Club theme, yeah.
Very memorable. So I'm Glenn Falconstead with Falcon Screen, and we are joined as always by Sydney filmmaker Chris Evans.
Hopefully not boring you, as always, you know? As always. I don't know. It's got that like, here he is again.
No, but you're like a staple. You're like, you know, all right, furniture. Right. You're the walls, everything. And we have freelance writer and critic. I'm just going to say freelance writer and critic, Virat Nehru.
Thanks, Glenn. But commiserations, Chris Evans. You're hanging up your shield. Playing Captain America longer.
Yeah, thank God for that. Everywhere I go, people are going to stop asking me about Marvel movies, finally.
We're going to interview Chris about this in a later program, but first, we are talking all the...
You killed it.
...of the pro...
This is a jukebox.
No.
Okay. So what's the computer? Nothing's airing. We should probably put it back on.
To talk about this incredible lineup of films that I've got. You guys are all sci-fi fans, I hope, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You keen? You looked over the program? You know what we're talking
yes.
about?
Liars! Okay, flip quickly, what are we? Oh, no! Like, rustling, yeah, there we are. And we are not just fans of sci-fi, we're fans of many types of films. We'll also be talking A Star Is Born later in the program.
With Simon joining us.
Yeah. Yes,
very exciting.
Interesting discussion. Looking forward to that. We just caught this last night. But first, we are talking about the Sci-Fi Film Festival. Kicks off at Event Cinemas on October 18th. We want to talk about the films. But first of all, the Sci-Fi Film Festival, what is it? What is it all about?
It's been around for 5 years. This is its fifth year. It was started by a man called Tom Pappas, who about 18 months ago very kindly came to me and said, I like what you do and say about movies on your website Screen Space and on some of the review work you do, Simon. So would you help me program the fifth annual Sci-Fi Film Festival? And I was thrilled to do it. I'd done some curation work and some judging work with The Night of Horror and a couple of other Sydney Film Festival, Sydney Underground. Helped out with Monster Fest, so I had a few runs on the board as a festival involvee. I just made that word up, but it's a good word, so I'm going with it.
I like it. We'll keep it.
Keep it in there. So to kick things off, I shot off to the Rotten...
Hello, Sydney. Can you hear us? Yo. Yep. We're on. Sit down. Let's go. Come on. Hi, Sydney. Apologies about that. What's happened is our regularly scheduled broadcaster, Glenn Falconstein from Falcon Screen, is currently trapped in an elevator. And it's been a while since we've been shown how to run the decks here at 2SER Studios.
But shout out to Glenn for braving the situation, which I cannot imagine. I'm a very claustrophobic person myself, so actually I would be... sweating bricks, as they say, the colloquial term goes.
Right, yeah.
In the situation.
Shout out to Glenn, one, for his technical knowledge, it's just been proven how essential Glenn is to the operation.
Actually, yes. I think for all the jokes we make about Glenn, this tonight has been quite an eye-opening experience, realizing how essential his capacity for just being Glenn. Anything else. He just needs to exist by being himself, and that's enough. But if you do want to see more of Glenn, please make sure to donate to UNCR.
That's exactly right. We need more people like Glenn around.
Yes, it's 9514-9500.
Yeah.
Or you can go to 2scr.com/donate.
The big takeaway from today for me has been that I will be coming in to 2SER to learn how to use the decks sometime soon overnight. So listen in to 2SER after midnight if that's your thing.
But more importantly, what you guys would also know is that we definitely do know how to do our jobs. This doesn't mean, but we choose to talk about movies.
Our job is to talk about movies. Glenn's job is to run the decks.
Yes. So we do know how to do our jobs, and sometimes those jobs overlap, like doing the decks.
Like now, when right we now have to do Glenn's job of running the decks.
But it's a weirdly interesting situation. And if you want to see us in weirdly interesting situations, please make sure to donate to OCR. It's 9514 9500.
Would you like to have Glenn on the phone? I'd love to have Glenn live from elevator.
Yes.
From
yes, his elevator pitch
from the yes, live from the M. Night Shyamalan produced film Devil. Hopefully not.
Yes, or he might be in Bruce Willis cameo that we don't know about.
Yeah. Let's find out what the phone number for this studio is.
How about you put him on speaker and you put him...
Hey, that's a nice practical...
workaround.
Practical workaround, yeah.
So, yes, we try to teleport. We're going to use the Doctor Who and the TARDIS method, which is one of our favorite songs that we like playing on the show. True. And we're going to teleport Glenn into the studio via a olden and proven method, which doesn't involve any kind of stuff, but... Wednesday,
indeed. Please donate to 2SER so that we can do regular programming with Glenn on it.
Yes.
Okay, so
please leave him a message.
Yeah,
because he really needs all our help.
Glenn, we love having you on the show. We love your support, and we hope you're okay. All right, that was the message.
Beep, beep,
beep.
Anyway, so that's... Yeah, I suddenly realized how incredibly non-cynical Glenn's presence is, and I've just felt...
without Glenn being here, we've fallen into...
this usual trope of me being me and Chris being Chris, which usually works fantastically, but now we have to be sprightly. It's very difficult, and I'm realizing that...
the mood is just completely different. For some reason, we've got the lights off in this studio, so we're just illuminated by the dot. You know, we're all half in shadow with the...
It's very... I don't know.
I actually like it, but I think it's really the vibe when Glenn's not here.
Yeah, very, very Fassbinder, yeah.
Yes, indeed, it is. Very Fassbinder. And it's also... it's also very much what 2SER would be like without your support.
Yes.
When we can't pay the electricity bills anymore and we have to start shutting off lights.
Talking about darkness and not light, this is Halloween week.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Glenn saw Halloween last night.
Yes, the actual movie with Jamie Lee Curtis and other aged movie stars who don't get roles anymore.
Yeah, like Nick Castle, I think is the name, who played Michael Myers in the original Halloween.
Oh, my God, yes.
He's there in just one scene in this one.
Yes.
But... yeah.
So call us and tell us about your favorite Halloween movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Or donate money.
Well, I'd be interested to hear what Virat's favorite Halloween movie is because he's a notorious Freddy cat.
Yes. Well, to save myself of this tag of being in Freddy cat, I got myself the 4K version of the old Suspiria.
The new Blu-ray of the old Suspiria.
Yeah, new Blu-ray of the old Suspiria, which I still haven't opened or got the courage to watch. So if you donate it to SCR... and on the show, I will do it. I will brave the soul and the wind and the weather and the elements and open my old Suspiria new Blu-ray and actually watch it.
I'm not really good when it comes to like fun horror movies. Most of my favorite horror movies are the really dark, heavy ones. And I'm not sure if that's what you want on Halloween.
I'll
have to think about it, but let's have Glenn. Let's have Glenn chime in.
Yes, this is our second attempt to teleport Glenn, as you can hear it. You've reached Glenn Falkenstein. Please leave a message.
Here he is.
Oh, wow! I'm free! I'm out!
Actually?
I never felt...
Sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
I tried to do something clever technically, and it backfired like it has ever since we came into this studio.
That's okay. We were going full-on searching mode.
I put the auxiliary cable in, but I'm not sure which button on the machine corresponds to the auxiliary cable.
I see.
That's okay. But you are on air.
You are on air, yep.
I am on air. Oh, I got it in swear then. Okay, yeah, so that was interesting.
No, you can definitely swear, Glenn.
Wait, hang on. Are you there now?
I'm here, yes.
Let's see what this does.
Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Yep. Can
Hello?
You? Yep. We can hear you.
Yes.
Can you
oh my God.
It's quiet though.
Oh wow. It is. No. That's fine.
Is it too quiet?
It's okay. He's coming in from the.
Well, let's see.
Yeah. He's coming in from the Wild West. Can we improve his volume?
Yeah, Glenn, can you speak?
I am here.
Oh yeah. My God!
We did it. We've got you on the technology.
Oh, yeah.
And in all a right, proper way.
I'm on Tawdry, so have all the listeners been filled in to this evening's event?
Yeah, that's yes, right. They have.
We've had a complete story about the missing Glenn. Or the Glennigan.
Okay.
Glenn's importance has been well and truly established
yes.
to the film Fight Club trio.
Yes, or at least as a organizer beyond excellence.
I wasn't terribly organized if I got stuck in a lift right before. Like,
well, you couldn't have clearly you couldn't have planned that.
So. Yeah, that's right.
I was trying to do a Night at the Museum sequel. There were all these like literally in the middle of all these, like natural history things just surrounding me. I'm just hoping. Oh, I wonder what will happen now. Like, is this where house begins? I don't know.
Right. I accidentally got on the wrong bus, so I it would have been nice if I had gotten here more than like 2 minutes before the show was meant to start.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I'd almost given up, and then Chris walked in, and I'm like, okay, I guess we're doing it now. So we just we
4
just...
minutes of last of 2 weeks ago, a sci-fi film fest episode.
Yeah, people are going to hear a bit from Simon. It's a great festival, so I'm glad for that. Oh, and on the plus side, I got free tickets to the Australian Museum.
Cool.
So I'm definitely coming back here. I'm going to check out some of this new exhibit I want to see, and they've got a real amazing butterfly collection, so I'm totally coming back here.
Right. Glenn, we were going to ask you, what's your favorite Halloween movie?
Favorite Halloween movie? Oh, dear. Okay, well, my best Halloween thing is the Halloween episode of Buffy, where everyone... there's a spell and everyone gets comes to what they're dressed up as. Xander becomes a soldier, Willow becomes a ghost. I watched the new Halloween last night, and
yeah.
Well, it's my favorite Halloween movie. It's certainly one of the better ones. Really, really good, and certainly it's a homage to the original, but also just entertaining on its own. So that's very much at the forefront of my mind Halloween wise for the best Halloween film.
Is it the best sequel to Halloween?
Yeah, of the ones I've seen, yeah.
Right.
It's been a while since I've seen Halloween films.
It's actually a good film. Are you saying that we should actually watch it?
Oh, it is a good film.
Is it better than First Halloween. Man or better than
yeah.
sorry, Bad Times at El Royale?
It's a lot. Anything's better than Bad Times at the El Royale.
Ooh.
It is better than First Man. First Man is a very middling, very, very...
First Man is very middling. I'm really surprised about why there's been so much
I'm surprised
praise.
About your take on Bad Times, because I've heard some really good things about some people I sort of trust when it comes to movies. You can't trust anybody completely these days, so...
Not even so, yourself.
The thing about First Man is that, you know, the space scenes are excellent, the travel scenes are great, Gosling is fine. The problem is there's two narratives. One is very compelling, one about space exploration and ambition, which works very well but isn't given enough scope. The other is a family narrative.
The family narrative is not interesting.
Given enough space.
If you want to hear more hot takes about First Man, please don't forget to donate to 2SCR at 951-4950.
Right, yeah. We like to do things like be the only people who give it a negative review.
Yes.
And
the negative review about First Man from three men.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is not the First Man.
Isn't Damien Chazelle... For some reason, people have decided Damien Chazelle is like a bro director or something.
Yeah, he's the Bernie bro now of the movie world. That's the thing, but I guess it is
a
thing.
He's a really good director. It's just all these close-ups. Yeah, there's these great establishing shots. There's an amazing moment with the Cell rocket test. And Chazelle can do large establishing shots. We saw in the opening sequence of La La Land, my favorite sequence in Whiplash, at the end, where it jumps between the two, close and quite wide, quite effectively. It's the same. Does everyone remember that scene in Whiplash where there's a car crash, and the whole movie is like that? It's
yeah.
From this, you know, his neck up.
Look, he's really good.
Well, if you have Ryan Gosling's neck up, then I guess it's not. It's very hard to resist that temptation not to do that.
The thing about Damien Chazelle is he's really good at this kind of visual. By the way, sorry, I just had a thought that derailed my First Man commentary. How close are you to the studio? Might we actually have Glenn on the show?
Where are you?
You're not too far away. I'm hoping to make it down to the end of the show.
Now you feel like you're gone with the wind because there was like this breeze coming through.
Yeah, that's right.
Sort of very red butler, Scarlett O'Hara feeling.
Maybe we should cut you off so that we can. It can be like the grand moment when you enter.
Yes, it could be a Doctor Who in the TARDIS moment. An actual Doctor Who moment.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Well, I'm going to mute myself now, but I'll pop back in. But I should be in the studio very soon.
All right.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, so keep tuning in, listeners.
Keep tuning in.
Donate to 2SER so that we don't go off air in the next 5 minutes, so you may get to hear Glenn's beautiful tones once again.
It's 2SER.com/donate or 9514-9500.
There's no lift to 2SER, right?
Sorry?
There's no lift. There's no, like, you know, it's just stairs. I'll be fine with stairs there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's no lift in 2SER. That's another reason you should donate to us.
Yes.
That we know that lifts are dangerous, so we've decided not to install them in the building.
Exactly, and it's still an accessible place. How amazing is this?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure it's totally accessible, but it's somewhat accessible.
It's somewhat accessible, yes.
Well, I recommend. All right, I'm going to go offline. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Glenn.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a hoot.
Yeah, donate for more hoots. 9514-9500.
And we're gonna play a song, and we're gonna be back in just a moment.
It wouldn't be Film Fight Club without Virat's Bollywood selections.
Yeah, this is really interesting. This movie's currently there. It's chopped down from a 5-hour runtime to a manageable 2-hour thing. So if there's ever a Netflix release of this film, I'm willing to watch a 5-hour epic, a gangster drama, much like Gangs of Wasseypur. So, and that did really well. So I'm expecting... This was actually a lot of fun watching it, but I was expecting... Because there's so many characters, there's so much happening, and 2 hours were not enough. Or 3 hours, actually. So I'm expecting a 6-hour epic and amazing background score.
Speaking of Netflix, I think it's about time we do another Netflix special, because this year a whole bunch of interesting movies have come out. I think Kindergarten Teacher's on Netflix now.
Roma is coming out. Which is a good
movie. Yeah, Roma is coming out at the beginning of December, but before then, you can go catch it at the Latin American Film Festival. It'll be there at the opening night, yes. And there'll be a few more screenings. That's around November 14th, I think, is when it opens.
I'm seeing it next week, actually, at Palace Central.
So. Yeah, humble brag. Yeah. Roma, I think there's a lot of hype around. I always enjoy Cuarón's work, so really interested to see how that pans out. July 22 is out. None of us have watched it, I think.
There's a
film that's meant to be really interesting about a no-budget Singaporean film and the makers of it looking back on it 25 years later called Shirkers, which is on Netflix, which I've heard is fantastic.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Netflix it's that time of the year where they start just dumping great movies like they're worth nothing
and
once
House,
more.
And House of Cards, the final season, is going to be out there without Kevin Spacey, so... You know, it is. You know, it's going to come down.
Yeah, the House of Cards. You mean?
Yes,
it's going to come crashing down,
or whatever. You know, everything is so. Whatever is time or issues, but if you don't want things to come crashing down, please donate to 2SER.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we like to keep things up and afloat.
We like we like 2SER to be.
Not
stability.
Yes, and not completely dead. Much like Malcolm Turnbull's very unironic slogan, stable government. but yep. he is now a dead man walking.
That's right. Here's House of Cards by Radiohead. Make sure you donate to 2SER. It's 9514-9500. We really appreciate your support to keep this station doing the things that it does. You can also donate at 2SER.com or 2SER.com/donate. We appreciate any kind of donation you can give because 2SER strive to be a local station that keeps you up to date on what's happening in Sydney and has local voices on the air, and I really like how this station doesn't chase fads.
And it's probably the only station where you can hear something like this in the background and our voices at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very soothing, actually.
Yeah. Tom York's voice is always soothing. And speaking of Tom York's voice, you can hear it in Suspiria, which is coming up in a few weeks. Donate to 2SER to keep us on air so that you can hear our review.
Yes, and Tilda Swinton apparently had a prosthetic penis to get into the role of her character, which is also interesting.
That just seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis level.
Yeah, but also, like, that's the only time... because as someone who has to carry my weight around... Unfortunately, I've never realized, you know, I've somehow wished that, you know, it's not something that I'm just completely comfortable with 24/7. So I can imagine the amount of lengths Swinton would have to go through to actually experience that kind of tactile things.
On that anyway, note, 9514-9500 helps to keep our local content on the air. So catch you guys soon. Back with us on this very ramshackle episode of Film Fight Club, where Glenn might be joining us. There's 10 minutes to go.
Yes, so
we'll let it come.
Stay tuned. This is very much the very thriller episode of Film Fight Club, because we don't know if he's going to turn up, but he might. But
yeah,
he might.
That's
not.
Right. He might.
Will he or will he not? It's like a love story that never ended, or pretty much my life.
You know? Yeah. Life is really a series of. I really don't know what I'm talking about. So I won't even pretend that I have some philosophical insights here.
Is it like Lemony Snicket, a series of unfortunate events? Because it kind of feels like life.
I saw a film that feels like life in a strange psychedelic way last night. Dead Man by Jim Jarmusch.
Uh-huh.
It's a really interesting film. It was on at the Chevelle. I almost said the Orpheum, but it's on at the Chevelle, and they're doing an interesting season, Westerns. Dead Man was the opening one, but next week, it's every Tuesday night. Tickets are just $10. It's $8 if you remember. Yeah. Next week, they've got The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Wow.
McCabe and Mrs. Miller is coming up later in November. That's one of my favorites.
Talking about Tuesdays, you can do that, and you can go to your nearest KFC and have
nine pieces for $9.95.
It's original recipe chicken. It's a dealer for lifetime.
They've got signs up that say no more than 4 buckets per transaction, and me and Virat tried to get one after pre-recording one of the episodes of Film Fight Club, and we couldn't. After 3 pieces each, we were done. I picked up the 4th because I hadn't eaten anything all day, so I thought, okay, I can do another. And a few mouthfuls in, my stomach just said no.
Yes.
So
the people who really take 4 of these boxes,
like,
I don't know who they are.
Who is it for?
Who are they feeding? And you know,
who can do it?
Yes.
They're more than 4. They had to put a limit of 4. Who is buying 6 buckets?
I don't know.
Because KFC is not something that you want to reheat the next day, right?
Yes, and these are important questions about life. And if you want to hear more about this, please don't forget to donate to 2SER.
That's right. It's 9514-9500. And, we try to have more complex discussions than this.
But this is important. I think I need to know who are these people who are getting 6 buckets of KFC.
That's true. Here's the beautiful theme by Neil Young to Dead Man. Mm-hmm.
So that was this is Dead Man by Neil Young with live live accompaniment, you know, in studio improvisational feedback of our own to compete with Neil Young.
There was some really funky tunes there.
Yes. Guess we're joined by a very special guest. Guess who? It's none other than a Falcon Screen himself.
Hello!
Glenn Falkenstein, fresh from the elevator.
Yes, I can tell you that the Australian Museum lifts are very informative. There's a lot of educational material.
And if that's good.
And if you want to go there, I have free tickets now. So you're welcome to come along and I'll get to check out the...
This was completely planned, guys. You know, we deliberately trapped Glenn in a lift so we could have this incredible thriller-type episode about Choose Your Own Adventure where Glenn is trapped and he has to escape and then reach the studios in time before the episode ends. So if you want to enjoy these kind of very adventurous episodes, don't forget to donate to SCR at 9514-9500.
Look, my night was basically speed. It started off in an elevator with a dramatic, you know, event, and then I like raced over here and nothing less than 50 miles per hour to get here. And then don't go outside Broadway. There's a big exploded bus, but you know, otherwise everything's fine.
Oh, I thought I heard big exploded blood, but okay.
Yeah, I tuned in on the way here. I heard some strange things. We're into our KFC, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad it worked.
Brad is a big KFC enthusiast, and I am from time to time as well.
Yes, on my Tinder bio, KFC enthusiast.
The first time I ever had KFC was in Belfast, believe it or not.
Really?
That was an experience.
Belfast.
Great Elton John song.
Belfast.
Which has nothing to do with 2SCR, which you should donate to because they're awesome and they give us on the air and we get to do crazy stuff like this.
You know that KFC is going to be okay no matter what because yes. They can afford to give you 9 pieces of original recipe chicken for $9.95. They've got to be some really huge margins that they can even do a deal like that. 2SCR, though... Yes, needs your support.
Yes, they can never do 9 pieces for any kind of chicken.
We're like one of the half pieces of chicken. We need to get to 9. We need at least 6 pieces of chicken.
But we're talking about someone else who's going to be okay is this man with the golden voice, the man that we all love.
The Sonic Assassin.
Well, he's going to be there soon.
The Sonic Assassin, I should have played the Dead Man theme as the lead into his show, but, you know, because it's all about psychedelic guitar work and such. And what was really cool is...
And he does have a very Undertaker kind of vibe, so it's very true.
That's true. I don't really understand what that means. And we just got a strange look from the Sonic Assassin himself. But before, when I was playing the Dead Man theme, he said, "What's this? Is this Neil Young? Is this Dead Man?" And I said yes, and then I tried. He was doing this fancy technology of communicating to us from another studio, and so I tried to respond. And in keeping with the theme of technological disasters that have been that's been going on since the beginning of this show, the attempt to do that resulted in blasting ugly feedback into our dear listeners' ears. So apologies for that.
But no, that was completely planned.
What a fun! I just blasted Hysteria in the lift. Def Leppard is great, and it actually sounds great in that sort of enclosure. I can tell.
Right, it's echoing off the walls.
Yeah, really well. Heartbeat. Just
please call in and tell us what is your favorite tune that you want to listen to when you're trapped in an elevator.
Tell the Sonic Assassin. Yes. No, the Sonic Assassin will be on in 25 seconds, so I doubt you have any time
But I did enjoy blasting 2SCR on the lift, honestly.
Oh,
I did.
Thank
so
you.
Please do donate. Call in, donate, support yes. us, and
it's
we really appreciate it.
9514-9500. We'll try to get you more polished content, local content, interesting
Lift
content,
free.
Interesting voices. We'll try to keep all of our announcers outside of lifts.
Till next week.
Here's the Sonic Assassin. Enjoy movies. Have fun. Enjoy life.